Japan, over.
Bob, Indy 7JKB 4CPA. Well, you staying warm up there?
Warm up until like yesterday. This morning it was 22 degrees. I think it's up to 24 now. It's supposed to go up to 40, so we're supposed to be back into our normal temperatures starting tomorrow and kind of a little bit cooler, though. How you doing down there, David?
Good. Yeah, we got down to 30, and or at least over in Taylor's, and did y'all get any of that white stuff?
Like maybe a half inch or something. You can still see the grass, put it that way.
Wife went out to retrieve the, we have a trash pick on Monday, and they come at like 5 a.m. I wouldn't want that job. But anyway, and she said it was sleeting just a little bit when she went out to get the trash can and pull it out of the middle of the road where they left it. So, I don't know. Evidently, that didn't last long.
Was that today that you guys had sleet, or was that yesterday? Because we had sleet. We had rain. It turned to a little bit of freezing rain, sleet, and then to snow, and then it stopped, and the sun came out. That was yesterday.
Yesterday, when we had the sleet, and, anyway, but I don't think, we didn't get any kind of accumulation or anything.
Not enough to even sneeze at, to tell you the truth, so. Well, not much new here, just started a new year on Club Log, seeing how many countries I can work this year. I did 191 or 192 in 2021, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, I'm trying to get my FT8 up and running. And, you know, the 7300's already got the everything you need as far as that side of it. You just plug the cable in. I have the cable. And I've downloaded the software, but I need a driver, and so it says to go to ICOM. I went to ICOM, clicked on firmware, and downloaded the driver, but I'm getting, when I try to do a CAT test, I'm getting an error, and so it's an exercise of frustration, but I'm going to figure it out.
And 7300, are you aware of the new menu setting on the 7300s, first of all?
I've got the latest update. I've got the 141 update. So, I went through the, of course, now the guy I was watching on YouTube, I don't know when he made the video. I think he made it a year or two ago, so it could be out of date, but he showed me how to set the radio up, and so I set it up like he showed, you know, it should be set up.
Right, with the new software version, there is actually an FT8 setting that all you have to do is push that setting, and if you will call me, because I'm running a 7300 at my house as well as my 7800, but if you will call me, I can go through all the settings with you and probably get it working lickety-split, but ICOM has put a setting in the menu. There's now, when you go to settings, there's a 1 and a 2, and you have to press number 2, and that gets you to a setting that allows you to just enter FT8 mode, and it sets the radio up for you, and then all you have to do is go through and get the correct COM ports and what have you, and I suspect that's probably where your problem is. You probably don't have the baud rate set correctly, either in the software or on the radio, and you may have to get the right COM port working. My suggestion is, if you're running any logging software, to shut everything down and open up the JT Alert or the JT FT8 software first, and don't try to do anything else till you get that up and running. And then you can configure your logging software if you want to. But also another suggestion is a lot of times the radios and the software wants to set your baud rate to auto, and I do not recommend that. Set your baud rate to 9600 on everything, and you'll probably go right to working.
Well, I think he said he showed me to set the baud rate to 115,200, which is the bottom, the last choice. And the problem I'm having is what is the COM port? When I get to that step, his picture, his video shows a COM 4 on there. I just show USB, and when I hit the, you know, the scroll down arrow, I have no choices. It's just USB. So I'm supposed to have, I think that's what that driver is supposed to take care of. And it's just not, you know, it's just not working right or something. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I have never had any luck making that radio work with anything but baud rate 9600. That's just some information. I've tried the others. Never could get it to work unless I was at 9600 on everything. Number one, that. Number two, the driver has to be installed basically first without the USB cord being plugged in, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly. You've got to go download that driver and install it. And then you plug your radio in, and that makes a huge difference if you don't do it that way. So, but if you want to give me a call when you're in front of your radio, I can almost guarantee you, I can walk you through the settings that I have, and you can probably get it working anytime you want to do that.
Appreciate that. Well, I'll change that to 9600 and just see what happens. But I think I just got a communication error. And if, you know, if I can figure it out, then I think things will be just dandy. But yeah, I did. I didn't plug anything in to the radio until I got everything downloaded. And it, you know, it says turn your radio off, you know, plug it in, and then turn it on. And and yeah, I've seen the 1 and 2 there, and you can go straight to FT8. And but anyway, we'll figure it out. I appreciate your help there. I'll give you a call. I'm pulling into the sports club here. I'm playing tennis, but it's indoors. Praise God. I wouldn't be out here in this 34 degree temperature playing tennis. I just don't think I could do it. Anyway, 73 is Bob. You have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. ND7J, KB4CBA, mobile, clear after yours.
Okay, David, yeah, I can tell you right now that you have some settings that are incorrect. Like I said, if you want to shortcut this, you can give me a call. But there's several places where the baud rate has to be changed on the radio. And there are your COM ports. You should be seeing, I don't know how many COM ports you have on your computer, but you should be seeing those. And there's lots of things that go into making those COM ports work and not. And I can already tell that you've got some settings incorrect on the FD8 settings. I already know you've got some incorrect settings. So anyway, feel free to give me a call. Have a good day playing tennis. We'll catch you later. I just pulled in the driveway too. Best 73s, ND7J.